Abrahadabra, the reward of Ra Hor Kut. There is division hither homeward. There is a word not known. Spelling is defunct. All is not aught. Beware, hold, raise the spell of Ra Hor Kut. Now let it be first understood that I am a god of war and of vengeance. I shall deal hardly with them. Choose ye an island, fortify it, dung it about with enginery of war. I will give you a war engine. With it ye shall smite the peoples, and none shall stand before you. Lurk, withdraw upon them. This is the law of the battle of conquest. Thus shall my worship be about my secret house. Get the stele of revealing itself. Set it in thy secret temple, and that temple is already aright disposed. And it shall be your Qibla for ever. It shall not fade, but miraculous color shall come back to it day after day. Close it in locked glass for a proof to the world. This shall be your only proof. I forbid argument. Conquer, that is enough. I will make easy to you the abstraction from the ill-ordered house in the victorious city. Thou shalt thyself convey it with worship, O prophet, though thou likest it not. Thou shalt have danger and trouble. Ra Hor Ku is with thee. Worship me with fire and blood. Worship me with swords and with spears. Let the woman be girt with a sword before me. Let blood flow to my name. Trample down the heathen. Be upon them, O warrior, I will give you of their flesh to eat. Sacrifice cattle, little and big, after a child, but not now. Ye shall see that hour, O blessed beast, and thou the scarlet concubine of his desire. Ye shall be sad thereof. Deem not too eagerly to catch the promises. Fear not to undergo the curses. Ye, even ye, know not this meaning all. Fear not at all. Fear neither men nor fates, nor gods nor anything. Money fear not, nor laughter of the folk folly, nor any other power in heaven or upon the earth or under the earth. New is your refuge, as hard it your light, and I am the strength, force, vigor of your arms. Mercy let be off. Damn them who pity. Kill and torture, spare not, be upon them. That stele they shall call the abomination of desolation. Count well its name, and it shall be to you as 718. Why? Because of the fall of Because, that he is not there again. Set up my image in the east. Thou shalt buy thee an image which I will show thee, a special, not unlike the one thou knowest, and it shall be suddenly easy for thee to do this. The other images group around me to support me. Let all be worshipped, for they shall cluster to exalt me. I am the visible object of worship. The others are secret, for the beast and his bride are they, and for the winners of the ordeal X. What is this? Thou shalt know. For perfume mix meal and honey, and thick leavings of red wine, then oil of abramelin and olive oil, and afterward soften and smooth down with rich, fresh blood. The best blood is of the moon monthly, then the fresh blood of a child or droppings from the host of heaven, then of enemies, then of the priest or of the worshippers, last of some beast, no matter what. This burn, of this make cakes and eat unto me. This hath also another use. Let it be laid before me, and kept thick with perfumes of your orison. It shall become full of beetles, as it were, and creeping things sacred unto me. These slay, naming your enemies, and they shall fall before you. Also these shall breed lust and power of lust in you at the eating thereof. Also ye shall be strong in war. Moreover, be they long kept, it is better, for they swell with my force all before me. My altar is of open brasswork, burned thereon in silver or gold. There cometh a rich man from the west, who shall pour his gold upon thee. From gold forge steel, be ready to fly or to smite. But your holy place shall be untouched throughout the centuries, though with fire and sword it be burnt down and shattered. Yet an invisible house there standeth, and shall stand until the fall of the great equinox, when Hrumachis shall arise, and the double-wanded one assume my throne and place. Another prophet shall arise, and bring fresh fever from the skies. Another woman shall awake the lust and worship of the snake. Another soul of god and beast shall mingle in the globed priest. Another sacrifice shall stain the tomb, another king shall reign, and blessing no longer be poured to the hawk-headed mystical lord. The half of the word of Heru-Ra-Ha, called Hor-Pa-Krat and Ra-Hor-Kut. Then said the prophet unto the god, I adore thee in the song. I am the Lord of Thebes, and I the inspired fourth speaker of Mentu. For me unveils the veiled sky, the self-slain Ankhafna Khonsu, whose words are truth. I invoke, I greet thy presence, O Ra-Hor-Kut. Unity uttermost showed, I adore the might of thy breath. Supreme and terrible God, who makest the gods and death to tremble before thee, I adore thee. Appear on the throne of Ra, open the ways of the Khu, lighten the ways of the Kha. The ways of the Khabs run through, to stir me or still me, Om let it fill me. So that thy light is in me, and its red flame is as a sword in my hand to push thy order. There is a secret door that I shall make to establish thy way in all the quarters. These are the adorations as thou hast written. As it is said, the light is mine, its rays consume me. I have made a secret door into the house of Ra and Tum, of Khepra and of Ahathor. I am thy Theban O Mentu, the prophet Ankhafna Khonsu. By Bes Namat, my breast I beat. By wise Tarnech, I weave my spell. Show thy star splendor, O Nuit. Bid me within thine house to dwell. O winged snake of light, hard it. Abide with me, Ra Hor Kut. All this and a book to say how thou didst come hither, and a reproduction of this ink and paper forever. For in it is the word secret, and not only in the English. And thy comment upon this, the book of the law, shall be printed beautifully in red ink and black, upon beautiful paper made by hand. And to each man and woman that thou meetest, were it but to dine or to drink at them, it is the law to give. Then they shall chance to abide in this bliss or no. It is no odds. Do this quickly. But the work of the comment, that is easy, and hard it burning in thy heart, shall make swift and secure thy pen. Establish at thy Kaaba a clerk house. All must be done well and with business way. The ordeals thou shalt oversee thyself, save only the blind ones. Refuse none, but thou shalt know and destroy the traitors. I am Ra Hor Kut, and I am powerful to protect my servant. Success is thy proof. Argue not, convert not, talk not overmuch. Them that seek to entrap thee, to overthrow thee, them attack without pity or quarter, and destroy them utterly. Swift as a trodden serpent, turn and strike. Be thou yet deadlier than he. Drag down their souls to awful torment. Laugh at their fear, spit upon them. Let the scarlet woman beware. If pity and compassion and tenderness visit her heart, if she leave my work to toy with old sweetnesses, then shall my vengeance be known. I will slay me her child. I will alienate her heart. I will cast her out from men. As a shrinking and despised harlot, shall she crawl through dusk-wet streets and die cold and unhungered. But let her raise herself in pride. Let her follow me in my way. Let her work the work of wickedness. Let her kill her heart. Let her be loud and adulterous. Let her be covered with jewels and rich garments. And let her be shameless before all men. Then will I lift her to pinnacles of power. Then will I breed from her a child mightier than all the kings of the earth. I will fill her with joy. With my force shall she see and strike at the worship of Nu. She shall achieve Hardit. I am the warrior lord of the 40s. The 80s cower before me and are abased. I will bring you to victory and joy. I will be at your arms in battle, and ye shall delight to slay. Success is your proof. Courage is your armor. Go on in my strength, and ye shall turn not back for any. This book shall be translated into all tongues, but always with the original in the writing of the beast, for in the chance shape of the letters and their position to one another, in these are mysteries that no beast shall divine. Let him not seek to try, but one cometh after him, whence I say not, who shall discover the key of it all. Then this line drawn is a key, then this circle squared in its failure is a key also. And abrahadabra, it shall be his child, and that strangely. Let him not seek after this, for thereby alone can he fall from it. Now this mystery of the letters is done, and I want to go on to the holier place. I am in a secret fourfold word, the blasphemy against all gods of men. Curse them! Curse them! Curse them! With my hawk's head, I peck at the eyes of Jesus as he hangs upon the cross. I flap my wings in the face of Muhammad and blind him. With my claws, I tear out the flesh of the Indian and the Buddhist, Mongol and Din. Balasti! Ompeda! I spit on your crapulous creeds. Let Mary and Violet be torn upon wheels. For her sake, let all chaste women be utterly despised among you. Also for beauty's sake and love's. Despise also all cowards, professional soldiers who dare not fight, but play. All fools despise. But the keen and the proud, the royal and the lofty, ye are brothers, as brothers fight ye. There is no law beyond do what thou wilt. There is an end of the word of the God enthroned in Ra's seat, lightening the girders of the soul. To me do ye reverence, to me come ye through tribulation of ordeal which is bliss. The fool readeth this book of the law and its comment, and he understandeth it not. Let him come through the first ordeal, and it will be to him as silver. Through the second, gold. Through the third, stones of precious water. Through the fourth, ultimate sparks of the intimate fire. Yet to all it shall seem beautiful. Its enemies who say not so are mere liars. There is success. I am the hawk-headed lord of silence and of strength. My nemesis shrouds the night blue sky. Hail, ye twin warriors, about the pillars of the world, for your time is nigh at hand. I am the lord of the double wand of power, the wand of the force of Hofnir, but my left hand is empty, for I have crushed an universe, and naught remains. Paste the sheets from right to left, and from top to bottom. Then behold, there is a splendor in my name, hidden and glorious, as the sun of midnight is ever the sun. The ending of the words is the word Abrahadabra. The book of the law is written and concealed. Om.